Well, basically, there's a lot of talks about the masks, and I think the we kind of have a masks in the hospital at the moment, and we have to wear them in the clinical areas. But as well, our emergency surgery programs are still going on, and the what the surgeons will need, and they will need a full, as they call it, PPE equipment. And one thing that we found out that we don't have actually is a water repellent and the long sleeve gowns or aprons, as you call them. So we don't have these ones. And the what is going to happen, some of the patients, for example, that are in ICU, and these patients are intubated, and they may need a tracheostomy put. So this is probably the highest risk procedure in terms of the COVID-19. And so that's what actually exactly we need, a long sleeve water repellent gowns.
And this specific equipment that you are looking for, Doctor, I'm sure that it wouldn't be too difficult for those local community groups who have been working so hard in providing different PPE equipment for the hospital. I'm sure it wouldn't be difficult for them to turn their hand to this specific equipment to make.
Well, I think yes. It's like, no, it's not kind of, it's not, I don't think it's very difficult to make it, you know. I don't think it's very difficult to make it. So if someone, you know, who have an idea on how to make it, I think it shouldn't be any difficulty. Yeah, we really appreciate and the overall support from the Donegal community and from the people and giving the equipment for the doctors in the hospital. And as we all know from recent news, you know, the same equipment that they got from China, it's very difficult to use it because the sizes are not. Very small, extra small sizes, and they're not very comfortable. And that's not only, let's say, gowns to use in theater, but as well gowns to use in the when you're seeing a COVID-positive patient.